2 months and change until the U.S. Senate primary in Missouri. How about that? One of those contenders is Congressman Billy Long out of Southwest Missouri. Now joining us on KCMO Talk Radio. Congressman, great to have you on. Thanks for being here. Let's start off with your committee is meeting this week on the baby formula shortage. What are you all meeting on, and what are you hoping to get out of this committee hearing?
Well, this is the Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee of Energy and Commerce, and we're trying to get to the bottom of what happened, why it happened, and how to never, ever let anything in any industry happen like this again. And I was on a call last week with the FDA commissioner, and they had absolutely no answers. They knew about this. They saw this coming in March, not of 2021, but of 2020. And then of September of last year, they were warned about it. In October of last year, they had a whistleblower saying there was a problem, but yet they waited until February and they shut down a plant in February. So there's absolutely no excuse for what happened here. And to think that the greatest nation on earth is at the beck and call of foreign countries to send us baby formula. A lot of these committee hearings don't go anywhere, but this one on oversight and government reform, hopefully we'll be able to drill down and get more answers out of the FDA than what I was able to get on a call with them the other day. The call lasted for over an hour, but they just had no clue whatsoever, and it's pretty sad.
So is FDA Commissioner Robert Califf, is he going to be there addressing you all?
I think that he is. It's tomorrow. Let me see if I can pull it up here quickly. I'm not sure exactly who's on the panel tomorrow, but
I bring it up
can't
because
find it in my no but I imagine he is, because that's who we had the call with last week.
Okay, yeah, because I mean, I saw him on cable news, and he's saying this is really he's blaming it on distribution issues, not a lack of supply. But as I understand it, you know, he shuts down temporarily the biggest baby formula producer in the country with no backup plan on what to do. I mean, that seems like an unbelievable step to take, and there is no answer for it yet. So hopefully you guys will be able to figure that out.
Right, and the plant did need to be shut down. Now, there were four babies that became ill. Now, I know you have two young children. Mm-hmm. I have two young daughters that are 36 and 33 now years old. But they're still little kids to me. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, in fact, the oldest is a pediatrician. Our oldest daughter's a pediatrician. And what their suggestion was the other day, unbelievable as it may sound, was to go to your pediatrician. What are you going to do about this baby formula shortage? What are you going to do about this shortage? Go to your pediatrician and ask them, do you have any samples we could have? So can you imagine how hot my daughter's phone line has been with parents freaked out thinking that the doctors have some magic supply of baby formula in their back room they can just pass out to everyone. But mm-hmm. That was the Joe Biden administration's answer, was call your pediatrician and see if they have some samples for you. So
unbelievable.
It's just like everything that Biden administration, unbelievable.
It is. Billy Long is joining us, Congressman, Southwest Missouri, running for U.S. Senate. Of course, he's also going to be joining us a week from tomorrow for our Politics and a Pint that's going to be at T-Shots up in the Northland. We've got, it's almost sold out. It's almost filled. So we've got a few spaces left. RSVP now at KCMOtalkradio.com and get on that list to join us with Congressman Long next week. Now on the campaign trail, Congressman, since we spoke to you last, we've seen this Pennsylvania primary unfold. It looks like Dr. Oz, Trump's candidate, is going to pull it off. We've got some primaries taking place today as well. Georgia and Texas, obviously, he's got a dog in the fight down there in Georgia, and David Perdue, who may not come out on top based on what at least the polls are showing as of right now. Where do you think we are in Missouri? Have there been any conversations here as of late between you and President Trump's team or President Trump himself?
No, not with President Trump himself. I haven't spoken to him in a little while here. Kellyanne Conway, of course, I speak to her quite often, and I know she's been talking to the president daily. All those conversations do not, surround themselves by talk of Billy Long, I'm sure, but she does talk to the president daily, and of course, she's still plugging for me, pulling for me. I don't know if you saw her special on Fox News Sunday night. But if you haven't seen it, everyone needs to go watch that hour-long special. And she walks through all of her trials and tribulations, and she paid great homage to Trump on certain fronts and other fronts. Some of his close family members, not so much, but Melania was very complimentary of Kellyanne, and she went through the whole thing with her daughter and her 15-year-old daughter at the time, and how the press, one person in particular in the press, attacked her 15-year-old daughter, which started this whole situation with her. She didn't blame the daughter at all. She said, look, she's a 15-year-old child. I have four children, and I'm, you know, making sure they all grow up right. And when the media tells a 15-year-old, hey, do you want to be a media star? What do you think a 15-year-old is going to say? So If you all haven't seen that, I would highly recommend that. On the Senate thing, nothing really, no new polls out lately. There for a while, there were polls out every 3 days. But I think when people realize that Greitens is leading this thing, they're not so anxious to turn out their polls anymore. But can I mention two things real quick?
Yeah.
That, off the campaign, you were talking about fentanyl, and there's a clinic in the Kansas City area up there. I toured, and the name is escaping me right now. But when the police pick people up, they take them to this clinic instead of taking them to jail. Pick people up, and when I toured it up there, they just had a guy in, and the first thing they do, of course, is drug test you, and they brought his drug test back in an hour or whatever and sent him down. He told him he was on fentanyl, told him he was on opioid, And they said, you're not on opioid, you don't have one opioid in your system. I said, what do I have, and they said fentanyl. And so these people, of course, they're lacing this fentanyl that's coming over the southern border. Second thing I want to bring up, I went back to the border before the border was cool, before everybody wanted to go down there for a photo op this last year and a half or whatever. But I went down with Mike McCall of Homeland Security Committee, and in the Tucson sector, there's a fence down there that's like 10, 12 feet in one section, and the next section is 18 feet. And in between the two sections, there's just standards to go up, let's say 18 feet on top of this 10-foot fence, and it's like hog wire, welded wire. And of course, the drug dealers own the land on the other side of the fence, and they would come in and cut out that center section, drop it down at night, put a ramp up, and drive an F-150 Ford over and down through and get out the other side. So this fentanyl thing, the drugs that they're bringing in, is unbelievable. It's killing a whole lot more kids than anything else. There's a funeral here in Springfield tomorrow for a friend of mine. Their child had been to rehab 7 times, and that makes 5 personal friends that of children, friends of mine, that have been lost due to this fentanyl situation.
Oh, gosh. I mean, it is impacting all of us here in America, whether it's friends, family, whatever it might be. And you think about the inability of this administration, Congressman, to do anything on this southern border. We needed a Trump judge here late on Friday to prevent Title 42 from expiring. What do Missourians need to know about what happens from here on out and what's next in this timeline? Because it sounds like the Biden administration is going to appeal this because they desperately want Title 42 to end, and then I guess have up to 20,000 illegal immigrants coming across the border every day, which means who knows how many pounds of fentanyl every single day crossing into America.
I'm sure that some of your listeners have visited Springfield, Missouri at one time or another. 169,000 people, and every 9.4 days you would repopulate Springfield if Title 42 goes away. Henry Cuellar is in a, as they said on your radio station there, a knife fight for his life in a runoff election in Texas today. He and a lot of the other Democrats in Texas are violently opposed to Biden lifting this Title 42, and so hopefully cooler heads will prevail. What in the world are, number one, they're not thinking, so I shouldn't say what are they thinking, but wanting to let 18,000 people a day come over that border. Right now there's 7,000 a day. The Border Patrol can only handle 5,000 a day, so hopefully if the Democrats will come out strong on this against Biden, and I don't know why they would fight this order of the judge, and hopefully they will not.
Absolutely. Billy Long, congressman out of Southwest Missouri, got an important committee hearing this week in Congress on the baby formula shortage. We'll talk to him again here in a couple of weeks as the campaign rolls along. Congressman, thanks for being here. How can people find you, by the way?
BillyLong.com. Go to BillyLong.com and check us out, if you will, please. And as always, don't vote wrong, vote long, and don't be silly, vote for Billy. And we'll see you there at Politics and a Pint at the Golf Outfit here in a couple of weeks, I guess.
Thank you. Yes, you bet. That is going to be Wednesday, June 1st, a week from tomorrow, at T-Shots. RSVP now at KCMOTalkRadio.com. It's like a Top Golf up in the Northland, but we're not golfing. Don't worry. I don't want to see Billy Long's 5-iron while we're up there. I mean, I guess we could. That could be fun. But we got a private room. A couple of hundred folks will be out there and probably only have 10% left in terms of capacity. So get on that list now at KCMOTalkRadio.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.